humor in Islam. Humor is allowed so long as it is within the framework and boundaries of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. Once a person oversteps this, they could engage in sins, they could engage in great difficulties for themselves, subhanallah. And smiling is a sunnah, of course, according to the situation, according to the circumstances. You're not going to be smiling at somebody who just lost their loved one. So according to the situation, speaking about smiling, Sayyidatuna Ummi Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would tell Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when you speak to people, when you're conversing with them, why do you smile all the time? Subhanallah. You should stop this habit. People may think of you as a fool. Allahu Akbar. What did he reply? Remember, this is a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very great companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he replies that whenever I saw or heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be smiling, subhanallah. And meaning, I'm emulating, I'm imitating the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a sunnah to smile. So when you smile at somebody, at your fellow Muslim, and you smile with the intention that I'm smiling because it is sunnah. My beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did this. And therefore, I too am doing it. Then just for smiling, subhanallah, you will be rewarded by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal because of your intention. And look, this is the power of making good intentions before we do any good deed in order to gain maximum thawab from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When you see a fellow Muslim smile, then make dua for them. أَضْحَكَ اللَّهُ سِنَّكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal keep you happy, keep you smiling. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. Smiling is contagious. You know, just by smiling at an individual, you can change their mood. You can change the day from a negative one to a positive one. But whatever we do, let us do to make my Allah Azza wa Jal happy, to make my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. In this way, inshallah ta'ala, we too will be happy. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.